Good morning. It's Monday, December 22nd. I'm Deborah Frazier, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Big changes are coming for the state's CBD stores. We'll hear about one Winfield CBD store's experience after the news. Wichita's vote on a proposed one-cent sales tax in March could determine whether Sedgwick County moves forward with a sales tax proposal of its own, KMUW's Daniel Caudill reports.
Sedgwick County commissioners have recently considered proposing a quarter-cent sales tax to voters in November. They say that would help ease the county's reliance on property taxes for certain budget items like the zoo. But Republican Commissioner Jim Howell says that might not happen if Wichita voters approve a one-cent sales tax in the spring.
If theirs was to pass a 1% sales tax for 7 years, I cannot even imagine adding another quarter percent on top of that.
Howell says the commission might be more willing to put its proposal on the ballot if Wichita voters reject the city sales tax. Sedgwick County already has a 1 cent sales tax, but it's split between the county and city governments. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Caudill.
Equine herpes virus has recently affected horses across 8 states, including Texas, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Colorado, Louisiana, but the spread of the potentially fatal disease appears to be slowing down. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks has more.
Equine herpes virus is dangerous because it can morph into a debilitating neurologic disease. This outbreak stemmed from a barrel racing event in Waco, Texas in early November, but no new cases of the virus have been reported for about 2 weeks, according to Bud Dingus, executive director of the Texas Animal Health Commission. His staff made thousands of phone calls to find horses that may have been exposed to the virus.
Horses that were exposed, we were having those folks basically stop moving for 21 days and then having those competitors take the horse's temperature twice a day for 2 weeks.
Some horses are still being isolated because it can take weeks for symptoms to appear. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Tyson Foods plans to shutter one of its largest beef processing plants in Lexington, Nebraska next month and scale back production at its plant in Amarillo, Texas. Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports on what that means for ranchers and consumers.
Tyson's move to, quote, right-size its beef business came as a shock to workers and their communities. But this year, the U.S. recorded the smallest beef cow herd since 1961. That means meatpackers aren't operating at full capacity, and they're losing money. Still, Texas A&M livestock economist David Anderson says cattle and beef prices likely won't see a major impact.
Typically, a plant closes, what we expect is lower cattle prices and higher beef prices, because that we've lost this capacity. But at the same time, we've got so much excess capacity already that, you know, that may not happen.
Anderson does not expect cattle herd sizes to rebound quickly, as that process takes years. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Molly Ashford.
Kansas legislative leaders are meeting today to possibly take up a step toward luring the Kansas City Chiefs across the state line. A leadership committee is expected to consider approving a bond package of worth up to $1 billion to help its team build a new stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. The committee is not expected to consider a plan for the Kansas City Royals. Team's leaders also are looking into moving to Kansas. The deadline to use a state law to attract a team is at the end of this month. Marijuana remains illegal in Kansas, despite actions taken by the Trump administration to reclassify the drug. Rescheduling will allow scientists to conduct research on the long-term effects of marijuana on the human brain. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reacted to the news. KBI Director Tony Matavy said rescheduling is not the same as legalization. Growing, distributing, and possessing marijuana or THC remains illegal under Kansas and federal law. Kansas Supreme Court Justice Marla Lukert stepping down. She made the announcement Friday, 2 months after taking medical leave following a stroke. Acting Chief Justice Eric Rosen will assume the role full-time January 2nd. Lukert says she'll continue as a justice until the end of January before retiring from the bench. Lukert grew up in Goodland and earned a law degree from Washburn University. She became the second woman appointed to the Supreme Court in 2002 when selected by Governor Bill Graves. Lukert became Chief Justice in 2019. The Senate has confirmed a new U.S. attorney for Kansas. Ryan Kriegsauer has served as interim attorney since July after being nominated by President Donald Trump. He now becomes the chief federal law enforcement officer in Kansas for civil and criminal matters. The office has attorneys and support staff in Wichita, Topeka, and Kansas City. Krieghauser was working in private practice in Olathe before his nomination. He previously has worked for the Kansas Securities Commissioner and for the Secretary of State's office. He is a veteran and serves on the U.S. Navy Reserve. Holiday get-togethers can mean high-stress situations and plenty of folks asking for your time and attention. Mental health pros say communicating your limits is key. Janie Civile is admissions director for Camber Mental Health in Kansas and Missouri. She says she uses a few key phrases to draw clear boundaries.
My favorite thing is to say, I'm only going to stop by for 30 minutes, or I'm going to leave by 8, or something like that. So then everybody knows, okay, you can't be mad because I already told you that I'm not going to stay that long.
For those difficult conversations, Civile says telling people early on what subjects you aren't comfortable discussing and excusing yourself if they come up is an effective option. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Deborah Frazier, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. When Congress voted to end the government shutdown this fall, it also passed a measure that will bar the sale of many consumable hemp products by next December. CBD shop owners in Kansas say the change could wipe out their industry. Daniel Caudill visited one store in Winfield that says it'll close next year if nothing changes.
Bloomer Botanicals in Winfield prides itself on having the largest CBD selection in all of Cowley County.
We have lotion, we have CBD gummies.
75-year-old Sharon Gordon owns the shop. She has a dedicated team of two other women who work part-time.
You know, frankly, I should be retired.
Sharon's products have some things in common with cannabis you could buy at a dispensary in Missouri or Colorado. For starters, there's that distinct smell. Both products also might help with appetite, sleep, or pain. The key difference that makes her products legal in Kansas is a very low amount of THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis. Some items still have some form of a high, while many others do not, especially CBD. But by this time next year, a change in federal law means most of the products at Bloomer Botanicals will become illegal again.
Oh yeah, I'd have to close. Because just CBD alone, I don't have enough customers looking for just CBD alone.
Sharon opened her shop in 2018, shortly after Congress legalized many consumable products derived from hemp across the U.S. But about 10 years before that, she had her own experience using cannabis to treat symptoms of bladder cancer and kidney disease. She credits the drug and the alternatives she takes now for keeping her off dialysis.
At the time, my urologist doctor had told me that I would probably be in kidney failure within 2 years.
That experience informs her approach at Bloomer Botanicals. Sharon and her employees are certified through a program on understanding the products and finding the best one for each customer's unique situation. Sharon says she doesn't make much off the business, but
I felt like these products need to be accessible.
She says that's especially true in Kansas, one of the last holdover states without legal medical or recreational cannabis. That's despite the fact that recent studies repeatedly show a majority of Kansans support legalizing it. So why is Kansas still holding out? Conservative leaders in Topeka have refused to take up the issue. Those who oppose efforts to legalize cannabis say they don't want to get ahead of the federal government. Some also say more research needs to be done on the potential risks of cannabis. Kelly Ripple with Kansans for Hemp says the real danger comes from buying on the black market.
When there is no legal way for people to access products that we know are safe and tested and all of that, then it just increases risk.
Kansas also lacks statewide ballot measures, which let people vote directly on a proposed law. Many states with legal cannabis, like Missouri and Oklahoma, went that route to skirt their more conservative state lawmakers. I'm Daniel Caudill.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow for KMUW News. I'm Deborah Frazier.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
If you picked a new KMUW Artists jigsaw puzzle as your thank you gift in our year-end pledge drive, you can come get it at the station anytime through Wednesday or next week, Monday through Wednesday. Every puzzle that's picked up and not mailed saves us more than $10. Plus, if you still have a coffee card to pick up, you can get that too. We're at 121 North Mead Street in Old Town from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.